Hey.
We're recording.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, shit. So, I this is so weird doing my podcast on your recording. So.
I know.
I'm used to just having like a shitty pocket recorder.
In Dunkin' Donuts.
In Studio Dunkin' Donuts.
Holy shit, dude.
This is... Yeah. We're recording right now in Studio A as opposed to Studio Double D where I've been recording.
Fucking A.
Yeah. I was trying to record the other day at at a pizza shop. I don't know.
Anytime you want to bring people over and record, if you need a quiet place.
Yeah, but I don't know how to use it. I don't know how to use this stuff.
You can just use your own shit here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, quiet room.
Well, yeah, I won't be rude and invite myself. We need to talk about this on this episode.
You can just, yeah, we'll just cut it.
No, we won't.
Maybe not.
No editing. But
okay, fair enough.
So, welcome to another fuck. I had a lot of coffee today, so I'm going to stutter and mumble. It's going to be awful.
I love it.
Welcome to another episode of Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Mike Carpenter. I'm sitting in Studio A with guest Bill Russell.
Hi.
So, I have things to talk about with you, Bill.
Okay.
And I'm going to run some shit by you.
I love it.
I forgot I could swear. I was like, I probably shouldn't swear. I'm like, wait, this is my show.
This is your show. You're allowed to say baddie words.
Yes. So, we're going to talk about relationship today. Relationship shit today.
Relationship.
Yeah, relationship.
Okay, relationships. All right.
So, yesterday, I got into my first fight with my girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Was it a mean fight? Was it a bad fight?
It was more of like, it was a small fight by all means.
Okay.
But it was the first one, so like it just felt awful.
Mm-hmm.
And it was my fault. Like, I will fully take all credit for me being an asshole.
Okay.
Yeah. But, and I've been given the clear to talk about it.
Okay.
I've been given the clear to say what it's about. I'm still not sure if I'm going to. I'm gonna wait to see your feedback on this.
Okay.
But, so I want to talk about fights with exes. No, this, she's not my ex.
Well, like, okay.
we everything is good now. We talked about everything. We are really good at communicating with one another.
Good.
And everything now is wonderful and perfect again.
That's good.
Yeah, but I want to talk to you. What is the weirdest thing you ever got in a fight about? Or an argument with a girlfriend?
Shit.
Can I say your girlfriend's name? Or should I just say
yeah.
you? Okay.
No, Ashley.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, you and Ashley. Because I know you guys get in just weird little arguments here and there. But I think half of them are more fun. And
yeah.
Like lighthearted shit.
90% of, I would say, I would even go as far as to everything... 99.9% of what people see in public 100% act, like is an act. Mm-hmm. Can't be 99% is 100% an act.
Yeah, yeah. 40% of the time, yeah, every time.
Yeah, exactly. I would say it is incredibly rare for us to have like a real argument type deal mm-hmm. in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that we have had issues with
mm-hmm.
Has all been, honestly, I don't think that anything that she's ever gotten mad at me for or something, or things that I've gotten mad at her for have been, how do I put it? Not valid.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I have had stupid arguments with people.
Yeah. And that's like, I wouldn't even put this as a fight. This wasn't like a fight. This was a stupid fucking argument mm-hmm. in which I got assholey. I get in my own head about shit and I worry about things I shouldn't worry about and I let them like fester in my head and then I just turn into a fucking an idiot.
Right.
And I get like dumb and then I say something stupid and we've been dating now for about 4 months.
Okay.
And this is like the first thing we've ever actually had an argument about we had one argument once about, and it wasn't any serious thing. It was more of a joke argument, but I prefer Selena Gomez over Pink, and she does not.
Oh, shit.
So we were discussing the finer points of why our preferred music artist is better.
That makes sense.
Again, in no way a serious argument.
Right, exactly.
This just got, like, dumb, like the thing we argued about last night.
Uh-huh.
But it was just the most ridiculous fucking thing. Like, if I would, and I will tell you what it was about, maybe off mic if I don't say it on mic.
Okay.
Because it's so fucking ridiculous.
That kind of makes me excited.
Yeah. So I want to know what the most ridiculous thing is you ever got into like an actual fight or argument about. And it doesn't have to be with Ashley necessarily, but even an ex or because you've had a few girlfriends in your day.
Yeah. I've dated.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, she's like, well, you should talk to Bill about this. I'm like, all right, well, I need to record a podcast. Can I do a podcast about it? She's like, you should.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, can I say what it was about? She's like, of course you can say what it was about. She's like, that's fine.
Cool.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I know. Beg your pardon. I beg everyone's pardon.
Their pardons are begged.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah, I feel like I know that I've had really dumb arguments with people about stuff that was important to me, but not actually. You know, like I do have an issue with picture takers.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's going to take my photograph, and this is something that like I have gotten upset with Ashley about, because she just snaps pictures or whatever, and you know, puts them on Facebook or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not. Necessarily, I'm not a photograph taker.
Okay.
Like, I don't like, that's one of the problems that I have, because I want to really get involved more with Snapchat and more with Vine and stuff like that, but I always feel like, oh, this is stupid, why would, like, nobody would care about this, so like, mm-hmm. why would I put, or Instagram, there's 3 photographs that I've taken on Instagram, mm-hmm. and I've had Instagram for like not seven years, but at least 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been times where like she'll Snapchat and it's of me and I'm like, what the fuck? You might have actually seen one of those.
Probably.
Yeah. Where I'm just like, what the fuck are you like I don't know. I don't like my photograph. Goodness. Sorry,
yeah.
I'm making faces while I'm clearing my throat.
Physical humor on podcasts.
We love it.
Hi-yo.
Yeah, I just like, it really bothers me that I like, because that's like, to me, it's a private kind of thing. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want my photograph out there.
Mm-hmm.
My likeness, if you will. Somebody might steal it.
Sure.
So I'm just like, can you not take pictures of me and like, just put them out there without, you know, asking me. That's mm-hmm. that basically what it boils down to, is just, can you ask?
Yeah.
And every now and again, she still does it. And like, for the most part, I let it go, because it's in her nature to take photographs and put them on the internet. That's mm-hmm. like...
See, I'm fine with that. That doesn't bother me at all.
I don't know why it bothers me.
Yeah, some people don't like that. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, like, what if I, you know, what if it's an embarrassing situation that I'm in? Like, you know, eating or something. You yeah. know, like... something about my day that I'm just like, look stupid in that. I don't yeah. want it.
Whatever. But what's like something that's just like if you were to tell someone about, because that's something that's understandable. Mm. Like anyone would like understand it. It's just something like a personal thing. Like, oh, I just don't yeah. like having my picture taken sometimes without my consent and posted to public. But like that's a normal thing, I think. But what's something that's just like ridiculous that you once got into an argument about or a fight or whatever you want to call it?
I don't know, man. I'm sure that there's been things. You know, I know that there's been things. I just can't think of anything right off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I try really hard not to get into an altercation with somebody unless there's a really good reason for it.
Sure.
And that's only because of the fact that I know I have a tendency to overreact. I know that I've had, I know I've dated people where I was very jealous,
mm-hmm.
and like if they had like male friends or something like that, or like situations where I was not given the security that I felt I should have
mm-hmm.
in a relationship. So it's like, you know, oh, you're going out with your friends. Okay, cool. Yeah, I work until blah, 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 whatever. Maybe I can catch up with you guys or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's okay. Well, who's going to be there? Oh, this guy. Oh, that guy who definitely wants to fuck you. You know, like, I can't ask you not to go, but mm-hmm. like,
But you want to.
But I want to. Yeah. See,
like, I don't have. I've never had jealousy issues.
I am jealous of that.
I might have one or two currently that, like, yeah, it's new. Like, I've never dated a girl,
mm-hmm,
that has been desired by other people.
Mm?
Like, well, I mean, that sounds wrong. Like, yeah. I mean, oh, like, I've never dated a girl that, like, had other people currently, like, trying to get with them.
I gotcha. Yeah, something, yeah,
like that. And
it's not that you've dated horrible people. It's just that at the time that you guys were dating, there was nobody else who was like,
yeah, 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 who was like, who was actively trying to,
yeah,
get them away from me.
Right.
And I am now, which is weird. It's just new for me.
Okay. Yeah.
So I won't say like it's a jealousy thing, because I don't, it's not a jealous, because and I trust her fully. So like, I know like she would tell me if there's like something else.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and yeah. So like, I don't have like a jealousy thing, but it's just weird. It's weird having a girlfriend who is so desired by other people.
Yeah. Yeah. I yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean?
No, yeah, absolutely. I know I've dated. Yeah, I've had a lot of situations where I've been cheated on several times.
Yeah.
I've also been cheated on several times and looked the other way.
Okay.
Just because of the fact that I, like, it seemed more, nothing was going to change regardless. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And at the time, I was very stagnant, mm-hmm, in my life and didn't give a fuck about anything anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, so what I'm gonna do is I'm going to confront her. She's gonna lie about it and say no. I don't have, you know, like physical evidence or anything, sure, like that. And then I'm gonna look like an asshole, and then she's gonna be able to run to whoever, mm-hmm, and tell everybody that I'm a dickhead and blah blah blah, and then a month later they'll be dating anyway.
Yeah.
So what, I think I'll just go play WoW.
In no way do I have that headspace at all. Like, at really? All. Yeah, like to me it's just like, it's just I get like I get annoyed, I guess. I will say annoyed that like there are so many people that don't respect her or me,
yeah,
enough to allow us to be together. Like, you know what I mean? Like if, yeah, there's someone who's like, oh, well, you should break up with him and date me instead. It's like, well, why don't you trust her enough to allow her, or why don't you respect her enough to make her own decisions,
right,
in her relationships?
Yeah. If you think that she's making a bad choice, then you, or you think that you have a better a plan for, exactly, her future.
Sure.
Yeah. I get that.
And then I just kind of feel like an asshole, because like, if they do know me,
mm-hmm,
like, well, what, you don't think I'm good enough then to be that?
That necessarily shouldn't, I guess that shouldn't make you necessarily feel like that, because
I'm, well, see, sure that there's, that's a jealousy, how I take it. Thing. See, I internalize it where, like, oh, so they don't think I'm good enough to,
right,
to make this person happy.
Yeah.
And yeah, and her and I have never gotten a fight about that. That's just like, I mean, I'm very open about that. I'm like, yeah, and she knows I have no jealousy issues. Like, I don't have, hang out with exes, go ahead. Like, I trust you fully. Like, you can,
yeah,
you know, I know you're not going to do anything dumb. You would never hurt me.
Right.
I get that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that boys aren't, you know, well, I don't want to say necessarily boys, because girls can do it too.
Sure.
But boys and girls, when they decide to be forward,
mm-hmm,
in a situation.
Oh, sure. Well, and like, her and I can go out and hang out, and like, guys will just go up to her and hit on her while I'm sitting there with her, like, holding, yeah, her hand. Like, yeah. I'm like, really? Like,
dudes are, yeah, they're fucking, yeah.
I would never do that.
Right.
Like,
right.
I'm just like, who the fuck does that? Like what, and kind of like disrespectful asshole does that?
Yeah, you think that that's only shit that happens in like TV and movies.
Yeah, that's why. And like, I've never had that happen before.
Yeah.
And like, I understand, like, she is a beautiful girl.
Sure.
She is wonderfully funny, and like, I know why I love her so much.
Yeah.
So I understand why she would be desired by other people.
Right, right, right.
And that's why I told her, you know, like, again, like, and yeah, and I don't have issues with that. Like, again, I have no trust issues there. Like, it's, yeah, nothing even close to anything about that.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, it's just weird. It's really weird. Like that's just something I've never had to deal with.
Yeah.
And so it's weird now, like, having to deal with being with someone who is desired by other people.
That would make me panic.
And it really, see, I don't panic. Like, I don't worry about that at all. Like, that's not something I worry about.
I mean,
about.
Even if I trusted the person I was with 100%,
mm-hmm.
I would still panic.
Yeah.
And it's only because, like, I think of myself in another situation, like, well, it's kind of like you were saying, like, I would think about, like, okay, well, am I really good enough to be with this person?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. Well, you know, it's only a matter of time now.
Yeah, like, just internalizing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and then with her, though, like, there is a vine of her on one of her friends, I forget who it is, one of her friends' vines took a video of her turning a dude down. Like, this guy was just, like, she was at a party, I forget, like, a year or two ago, and, like, there was some guy just, like, viciously hitting on her, and it's just, like, pretty much, like, her, like, face-palming this dude.
Oh, my God.
It is, like, she got really good at, like, telling guys to fuck off.
Right.
Like, again, like, I know she can handle herself.
Sure.
Insanely well. And, yeah, like, just when we go to a bar, or we go out, like, and, yeah, some guy, like, goes to hit on her or some shit, it is ridiculously funny to watch her just, like, just cut a dude down, like, some guy that has, like, the ego the size of, like, you know, fucking, I don't know what, King Kong ego, and then her just, like, just fucking just face palming.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking great.
Get out of here. And then he's, like, walking away. Well, at least she touched me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It's wonderful.
Now I have that impression. That's so weird, man. Like, I don't know why, it, like, I've been in situations where, like, I didn't care, so I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And then there have been times where, like, I definitely, like, panicked and was, like, over, like, so everything's good, right? Like, a lot, you know? Yeah. And I mean, turns out, and I don't know if these two things go hand in hand, but when you ask somebody over and over again if things are good,
mm-hmm.
things turn not to be good.
Yeah, see, I do worry about that sometimes. I just, I don't know, like, sometimes I just need reassurance that, like, that, like, I'm, well, and it's not like I need reassurance that things are good. I just need reassurance that I am being a good person, or that I am a good boyfriend. I just want to make sure that, like, so I'm still a good boyfriend, right? Like, I'm still not a piece of shit. Okay, cool. And then that's fine.
And that's, that is, that does make it weird, because if you are in a situation where, like, you're even, you know, I don't know, man. See, like, you always think that you would know if you were being a bad boyfriend, but maybe you don't, you know?
See, I do get in there. I get in that headspace sometimes, but, like, it's, I like to think it's rare.
Right.
And, I don't know, like, I try to not internalize things, like, as much as possible. Like, I try to be communicative and to be as open as possible.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping that's a good thing. And I, as far as I know, it is, so.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's good.
But I still want to know, like, I just want to hear a ridiculous thing. I just want to hear, like, a ridiculous, stupid thing that you got in a fight about.
Does it have to be that I was being ridiculous, or can they be ridiculous?
Oh, sure. Either way.
Okay. So, this one time, I was dating a lady.
Mm-hmm.
And the one day, it was her birthday, and we were going out to eat, and we were going to go see a movie, because, you know, that's romantic.
Sure. sure it is.
So, I go pick her up, and she lived, like, she lived a distance away. It was, like, you know, 6 weeks. No, I'm kidding. She lived probably, like, 40 minutes away, which, you know.
Yeah.
So I go and pick her up, and I'm, like, a little sleepy, and I was like, yeah. And the whole, her and I had a rocky relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to, you know. The times that I cheated on her, I told her about. The times that she cheated on me, she didn't tell me about.
Mm-hmm.
There was one point where it was like, oh, it's cool, you know, because we didn't see each other as often, and, mm-hmm. you know, we both kind of had busy schedules, so, like, I had a much higher sex drive than she did, and mm-hmm. it was one of those, like, hey, you know, if you find yourself in a situation where you can get lucky, go for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I couldn't do that.
Well, and, it, I mean, I was, like, 21, and, you know.
Yeah.
And it wasn't who I am now.
Sure.
Let's put it like that.
I get that.
But, that situation came up, and she was like, as long as you tell me about it, it's cool. And I was like, okay, fair enough. Well, weeks later, something happened,
mm-hmm.
and let her know about it, and she, of course, like, lost it. And I was mm-hmm. like, but you told me that this is what, you know, like, this is what you wanted, and, you know, and this is also a time where she like we couldn't see each other for a while because of like schedules and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was basically like one of those like, oh, we might as well be broken up kind of things. And then we got back together over it, and then things were really good. And then at one point, she cheated on me, and I found out about it. But she never told me about it or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
She just kind of like let things go. And then, that happened a couple of more times, with, a couple of different people. And, then I was like, yeah, I don't want to be playing games and shit like that. But then I was trying to like, you know, take her out, be nice, you know, and then, you know, just kind of like smooth things over, you know, get things to the point where they would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we go out to eat and, or yeah, we were going to go to the movies and no, we were going to go to eat and then we were going to go to the movies. So like I go pick her up and almost immediately she starts, doing the what's wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what's wrong? And I'm like, nothing. She's like, are you sure everything's good? And I'm like, yeah, okay.
No, was everything good?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I was a little sleepy. That was it.
Oh, okay.
And I said to her, I was like, long day at work, you know, I mean, whatever. Mm-hmm. The life of a rock star who worked at Lowe's. but yeah, I mean, like, you know, so we went to eat and we went to our favorite restaurant in the whole nine yards and we were like, let's go see a film. So the drive over there, she's like, she starts getting like really aggressive with the, there's definitely something wrong. You need to talk to me and like explain stuff. And I was like, you need to chill. Like, seriously, everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You're overreacting. I'm a little sleepy. Let's just have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, so we don't have good days anymore kind of thing turns into, you know, it turns into that. Like, of course we have good days. Well, here you are, you know, saying we're not having good days and you just want one good day with me. And I'm like, you got to relax. So then it turned into that. And then I explained to her that maybe the movie wasn't such a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should just take you home. You can calm down, relax. And realize that everything's cool. You know, we'll just go out this, you know, coming weekend or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll come pick you up and we'll go do stuff. And that turned into a, you never loved me. And,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah. and so I was like, no, you're wrong. I do love you. I mean, like, we had been dating for a few years at that point. Yeah. This wasn't like a 3 month kind of thing. Like, we got together month one. Everything was fine. Month two, we fucked everybody else except for each other. Month three, no, we lived together for, you know, like periods of time and stuff like that and spent a lot of time together, you know. I mean, but then things happened and I don't want to disparage her and say like it was her fault because it wasn't. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But there were weird shits. I've told stories about this person other times.
Mm-hmm.
But not pointing fingers at them,
okay.
Like saying this is who that was.
Yeah, yeah.
Some weird shit.
Yeah.
Son. But anyway, I don't regret any of it. Anyway.
But like, all right, is there more to the story?
Yes.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Because as we're on the way home, she is a little excited,
mm-hmm.
and I'm getting more excited, mm-hmm. and like we start screaming, and she is still on the you never loved me thing, et cetera, et cetera. And then she, at one point, grabs the wheel. I'm driving. and swerves us into oncoming traffic.
Holy shit.
Across a highway. And I put my elbow up, and I got right by her neck and I pushed slight, like I didn't hit her.
Mm-hmm.
I just edged my way in to make a spot where I could, you know, get some leverage.
Yeah. Just trying to get her to not kill you.
Yeah. And leaned. Her. Yeah, exactly. And I leaned back, like leaned her over, mm-hmm. you know, of course I'm driving with my left hand.
Sure.
So maintaining control of the car.
Attempting to. Yeah.
The, yeah. Pull over to the side of the road. And I say, what is that? And I will never forget these words. I wanted to kill you, and I want to die too.
Holy shit.
And so we went and picked up my friend.
Dude, that's so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was hoping for more of a funny story. Like, mine will make you laugh, and I don't think I'm going to say it on the podcast. I would just feel weird about saying it, I guess. I don't know.
I'm telling you some really deep shit, dude. Well, shit is officially getting
real. Well, yeah, I was going to say, this is getting really real.
You should have went first.
No, but see, mine's lighthearted-ish and just silly. Like, I just get in my own head, and you're going to be like, wow, you're an idiot, and I know. I'll be like, yes, I know.
Yeah.
This is, yeah, my girlfriend did not try to kill me.
Well, there's still more.
Oh, God.
So I said, well, we're going to go pick up my friend because I knew she wouldn't want to kill him. So we went and picked up my friend, and he had no idea what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So he had an incredibly awkward car ride, and he was friends with both of us.
Yeah.
So he had an incredibly awkward car ride
and,
you know, we get to her place, and I was like, and I don't know why, but like, This to me was the part where I was like, why did I say that? So she gets out of the car, she slams the door, and she says, excuse me, she says, I hope you die in a fucking car accident. And I said, okay, see you Sunday. And I meant it.
Oh.
Like, it was almost like my brain was like, okay, this is a normal thing for people to wish upon me.
Oh, my God.
And of course, you know, on the way back, I explained to my friend, and he was like, damn, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I
can't imagine what I would do in that situation.
I only saw her, like, 3 times after that. And one of them was to give people things back, you know, one of the exchanges things. The one time when she came to exchange things, she came with a new bow, and it looked eerily similar to me.
Oh yeah,
yeah, oh yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah,
oh, what you're trying to say.
Beautiful.
What you're trying to say? He was a gorgeous stallion of a man.
Yes. What I'm trying to say is that I fucked him.
You're welcome.
Yes. but you know, I mean, like, and here's the thing, you know, that was. That was like, I want to say, like, when I was 20. So that's like 17 years ago.
Nearly and, one score ago.
Yeah, exactly. That's almost a score.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, at this point, you know, I understand things happen, and like, I realize that, you know, I have the potential to drive people insane somehow. And, you know, and I feel guilty for the situation, even though, like, I really didn't. I'm sure that I did something leading up to that. You know, I'm sure that her, like, if she wanted to break up with me, she would have just broken up with me. Like, she wanted to murder me.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, you know, maybe when we're both 40, I can find her on Facebook.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, so what was that, you know?
Like, that time you tried to kill us.
Yeah, can we just, like, talk about this frankly? Like, I don't have any problem, you know, like, but if I was a dickhead, please tell me what I did, you know, because I don't remember. So I mean, like, enlighten me, please. And, you know, but I mean, like I said, that was so long ago. It was almost half my life ago. And I don't, oh yeah, just about.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
And I don't remember it. So maybe it was over half, because 17 and 17 would be 34.
My God.
Jesus Christ.
Math.
Fuck. 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 yeah. So, but I heard she's doing good.
That's good.
Can't find her on Facebook. No. I never looked. Yeah. I never looked. No. I like, that's one of those things where, like, I imagine that, like, if you try to look somebody up on Facebook, they're running a, like, some sort of a program where it's like, so-and-so tried to find your profile.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, and then she's going to, like, be like, he's stalking me.
Yeah, or, yeah.
You know, anyway.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think, like, right now, like, I think the one thing, like, well, the main thing I think I need to do to make sure, like, everything is, like, I think my biggest issue in my relationship is I just need to accept that I'm good enough.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that's difficult to do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and she tells me all the time I am. She lets me know that I am a wonderful person.
Right.
And I just had way too many years of being told that I'm not a wonderful person.
Yeah, I can
to fully accept that sometimes.
Yeah.
And I just need to get over that.
Yeah.
It's all internalized head bullshit.
I totally understand that. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's it.
Yeah. Well, I hope I'm sure. I don't know. Do you think that that's something that's just some a switch you can turn on and off?
No, it's not. And I
assume you would have.
If, sure, sure. Yeah. In the last 4 months, I greatly feel better about myself than I ever have.
Yeah.
Like, she has made me feel like my self-worth has gone up greatly.
I can dig, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. When someone that I guess like I feel she is, I've met a lot of people in my life. Uh-huh. I've had a life where I've met many a person.
Mm-hmm.
She is the best one I've met. Like, I've never met a person who is a cooler fucking person to her. And when someone who I look up to that much tells me that I am that awesome of a person,
yeah,
you can't not believe it, I guess.
Yeah.
It just takes a while to accept.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I totally get that. I agree. She's super cool. Mm-hmm. And
I was gonna say you've known her longer than I have.
Yeah. And I think that I mean, there's no reason for her to lie to you.
No, and there's not. And yeah. she wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, I was gonna say, like, that was like one of like the big things, like when her and I first got together, like, just that's like my biggest thing in a relationship is being honest with someone.
Yeah.
And you know me, I'm disgustingly honest as it is. Like, I am too honest with people, and that's how I am with her. Like, if I have any issue, I make it known, and she does the same, and it is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And it is good, and life is good. But we just had a stupid fucking argument last night.
Why don't you just tell me what it's about?
I'm going to, but I don't want to say it on here, because it's really personal and stupid.
But she said it was okay.
I know, but like, I believe her. It's not that I don't believe her. It's just, I don't even know if I want to put it out in the public, because it'll just make me look like such a fucking turd.
Oh, man. But I need to know.
Like I said, I'll tell you.
Okay,
in private. Enough. Oh, you will know about it.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But do I get to, do you want me, let's pause this and then you tell me, and then I can, that way if I think you're being a dummy, then I can
okay, say I'm fine with that. So we're going to pause. Right. I think this will be my commercial break.
Yeah.
Sure.
That works. Okay. Pausing.
We can end this here soon, then.
What's that?
We can end this soon.
Okay. All right.
We back?
We're back.
We're recording?
Yeah, okay. Looks that way.
So I told Bill the entire story as full...
You're pretty honest.
Oh, I think so. Yeah. And I told you, like, by all means, like I said on this episode, that it was my fault.
Yeah.
And I told you the story. It was my fault, correct?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was being an idiot.
you're a dumb. I mean, like, but...
like, by all means, I just don't want people to think that, like, I'm going to tell a side of the story that, like, oh, I'm going to make her look to be the bad guy.
No.
There's no way I could twist this into her being a bad guy.
No, there's no way.
I am a dummy.
Yeah.
And it is a dumb thing, correct?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, like, I mean, here's the thing. I see a lot of your situation. I see a lot of that, like, as similar to something that I would have probably said or felt or done
mm-hmm.
in a around the same time, or like the same age.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've definitely had similar things.
Mm-hmm.
Where, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Also, this is why she told me to tell you. Like, she told me to talk to you.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, before I said about the podcast, I was like, you should just go talk to Bill, because, you know, Bill's been around. He's dated a lot of people.
Yeah.
He's been your age before. He's been everyone's age before. You know, like,
I have.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he just...
I'm timeless.
Yeah. You're like a diamond.
I am.
But, yeah, like, you will understand where I was coming from.
Yeah, 100%.
And why I'm a dummy.
I mean, like, that's...
Well, she didn't say that, because she doesn't think I'm a dummy.
Right, exactly.
She's wonderful, but... Yeah. Yeah. I can be a dummy sometimes.
I think what happened was is that it's a typical, I mean, low self-esteem kind of mentality, even if it's not coming from even if you don't feel like you have low self-esteem,
mm-hmm.
You still at some point has
mm-hmm.
or have had that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like everybody in the world.
Sure.
I would say most people have to have that. I can't say like everybody.
I don't know how someone couldn't, but
yeah, at one point or another, you're just like, I am worthless and I'm the dumbest person.
Man, I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah. What
like, I don't always think that.
Yeah.
I did for a long time.
Sure.
And then over the last 10 years or so, I mean, I haven't dated. I've been trying to work on myself. That's why I didn't date for a while. And just to work on myself and know who I am.
Yeah.
And I think I have a lot. And then now dating her and her being wonderful and telling me that I am awesome and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I am much, much self-worthy.
Yeah.
I don't know what the word is for that. Confident.
Confident,
I guess, is the word.
Yeah.
Much more of a confident person in myself. Sure. And, but I still have, like, every so often you slip back into that. Man, you're kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah, what are you doing here? Yeah. Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Being happy and shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, do I really deserve to be this happy?
Right.
Which is so dumb.
I at times I'll go through that, not as often anymore. Let me rephrase that. I go through that, but not with a relationship now.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley and I have been together for, like, 4 years, going on 4 years, and yeah. just doing math.
Yeah.
But anyway, she and my previous relationship was about 5 years, and before that, like, I was married for a number of years. You know, well, no, that might have been the shortest. like 2.5.
Really?
Yeah. And then before that was, you know, I mean, from 18 on, my relationships were longer, from 22 on, my relationships were much longer. But before that, it was like 3 months. And a lot of times it would end with me being, because of insecurities and because of, you know, like, self-worth issues. And I mean, with me in a situation where, like, good example, like, I started playing in bands when I was 18, so that makes you the cool guy.
Sure.
And I did drugs and stuff, and I was, like, you know, weird and had dreadlocks and, you know, was one of those dudes. I didn't have problems wearing dresses in public and, you know, got into fights and shit like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there was definitely the that guy's fucking crazy attraction to me,
okay,
from the ladies.
Yeah.
And once they realized that I was like, but I just want a hug,
yeah,
then they're like, pussy.
Yeah.
You know, and that basically, like, there was a lot of times where I dated outside of what we would call your, I don't believe in, like, leagues, but one could say that there has been times where I've crossed over into, like, how do we even know each other kind of territory.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We're from different worlds, you know, like a Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. And, certainly didn't work out.
Mm-hmm. Now, like, I would say, like, a few years ago, we'll say, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Had I met her then.
Yeah.
I would have thought that, like, oh, this girl's so out of my league.
Yeah, there's...
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I don't feel that now.
Right.
I just don't. I mean, I'm a pretty awesome person sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like saying it, but yeah, like, I don't think that low of myself.
Yeah,
like, she's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks I'm pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. I think I'm pretty awesome. I think she thinks she's pretty awesome. It all works out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And just, like, I don't know, like, like, I see her and I working out long term.
Cool.
Very much so. I've never met another person who I thought I was as compatible with as I do with her.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. Shit's good. But like I said, I don't know. And like that, like I told you what happened last night. I just had a large moment of self-doubt.
Yeah.
And became a fucking dummy.
You had a momentary lapse of brilliance and went in the opposite way.
Yep.
Hard.
Yep.
I've done similar things and similar situations.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 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 I don't want to.
Sure.
But.
And okay. So also, I just want to, for the listeners, do you understand why I don't want to say that on air?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
No, not at all. You're being a coward.
No, I know.
100%.
I just want my listeners to know I'm somewhat justified in not saying what happened.
I would like to... I would... I would tell the story, but I have no shame. And it's not a thing about shame, because there's nothing to be shameful about.
Yeah.
But I also, it would also incriminate other parties.
Well, yeah, and that's the, and she gave me the okay.
Yeah.
And like, again, how cool would you have to be give the okay on that story?
Pretty cool.
Pretty goddamn cool.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it because I think she'll be mad. I'm right. not saying it because I think it's so embarrassing. Like, I don't care if you know, because
you turned into a 9-year-old just know. Then.
Like, I am so such embarrassing. I am such a dummy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, yeah. But I mean, like, that's what happens with brains.
I know.
Dude, like, when you think about, I don't know if you really think about this sort of thing, but sometimes I think about this. We're made up of fucking chemicals, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and if you don't eat very, like, if you eat something that gets a little, like, funky up inside your guts,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, inhibits this one, I don't know what's smaller than a milligram, this one molecule from getting to where it needs to go at the right time.
Yeah, yeah.
You could blow your brains out. Like that's how that works. Like, you could just spiral into depression and not care. Like,
mm-hmm.
hibernate for, you know, go start walking down the street at night wearing black.
I get what you're saying. Yes.
And so, and on the opposite side of that, like, if you do kind of, you know, even if you do your best to take care of yourself, you mm-hmm. know, mentally, physically, and all that. Eat right. Make sure that you're not filling yourself full of poisons and whatnot. Even if you do that, there's still no guarantee that, like, you've got some, you don't have, like, some fucked up gene that on the, like, you know, on this chromosome, suddenly out of nowhere, boom, you're dead. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, there's no guarantees with that. So, I mean, like, you can't. I don't know. This sounds like an apologist thing where, like, sometimes people can't control themselves from doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
But sometimes people can't control themselves from saying or doing stupid things.
And I was just in a dumb headspace and said something stupid.
But you recognized that you did.
And I recognized it instantly.
Yeah.
Which is good, I guess.
But at the moment, pride kicks in and you're like, no, I gotta roll with it. I just gotta stick it out. See where this goes. Yeah, and that's even the worst part.
Yeah,
is that's how brains work too? Because you're like, this is bad. I'm already in. I got to keep going. Like, let's just see how this plays out. Let me, you know, self sabotage or whatever.
Yeah,
you know.
And that's, I think I'm just afraid I'm gonna, like, I am afraid I'm gonna sabotage myself. Like, maybe. Hey, look at this wonderful thing you have.
Yeah.
I wonder what I need to do.
Yeah.
To fuck myself here.
Yeah, let's just destroy this. Let's see how few steps this will take. Yeah, I mean, like,
I'm like, I won't let me do that.
Well, no, no.
Because I have a wonderful thing. I want to keep it.
You better lay off the coffee.
Yeah.
Because that'll be the wrong thing.
I know. But
stay out of Dunkin'.
Like I said, everything's good now.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
I am glad to hear that.
And, like, you know her well enough that, like, you would understand how such a stupid thing would not, like, scare her off and be like, oh, or like, it's such a dumb thing that would not ruin a relationship.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, I think she's a pretty understanding.
She is.
Human.
She's the best.
Yeah.
You are the best.
Possible human.
She might listen to this. So if you listen to this, you are the best.
Yeah. She's an outstanding possible human.
Mm-hmm.
Classified as human.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I don't know. Well,
she might be an alien, I guess. Or part dragon. I don't know.
Probably part dragon.
Probably part dragon. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I think we can end this.
Yeah.
Is that a good place to end?
Feels good.
All right.
I'm gonna really. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. I need a cigarette too. Oof.
Yeah. All right.
I had a lot of coffee. So anyway, plugs.
Plugs.
Phil Gussman, what do you have to plug?
PopularOutcast.com. Just go there. Listen to some podcasts. I'm on a few of them.
I was going to say pgussman.com.
Yeah, pgussman.com. I got to do that, man. I got to do that. It's such a great idea. But I
at pgussman?
At pgussman on Twitter? No. Shit. Can I do that tonight? I don't have time tonight. I got
you're on, like, every podcast.
Yeah.
Ever.
At @the_moviestar on Twitter. You can find me on Vine that way as well. I haven't posted in a while, but I'm going to start doing that more. Just find me on Facebook, Snapchat, same thing. Crayon, K-R-E-A-Y-A-N. Crayon on Snapchat. Yeah. I like the snaps.
Yeah, I've been laying off of Snapchat lately. I've been busy.
Do you know anybody with the first word in their username is definitely Aryan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's I don't think it actually is Aryan. It looks like Aryan.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like Aryan. It's not.
I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's A-R-A-Y.
Yeah, I thought it was A-R-Y-A-N. Like Aryan.
How, let's just blow this person up real quick.
Oh, God, no. Anyway, I'm okay. While you're looking at, I'm going to do my plugs. So, you know, mixing it up, .popularpodcast.com. Find me on Facebook. You know, just search that whole thing. Snapchat, M-I-U-W-M-C. I'm on Instagram now. I forget how to look me up on Instagram. I'm Mike Carpenter. How do you?
I have no fucking idea what Instagram even is.
Insta what?
Insta fuck.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find
Instagram. Yeah, I have no idea how to look people up on that. I think it might be connected to Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah, if I have a username, it's the M-I-U thing. If it's under Twitter, my Twitter is @Mike's Shit, M-I-K-E-S-S-H-I-T. If it's under Mike Carpenter, just search Mike Carpenter. I'm on there, whatever. So there's my Twitter also. Call my Google Voice, 702 Podcunt.
Podcunt.
P-O-D-C-U-N-T.
You pussied out. Why do I say pussy?
For Podcunt?
Well, no. Why would I say that? I hate that. You know what? You chickened out. There you go. Buck, buck, buck. You didn't say it in Duncan.
Oh, Podcunt? Yes. Oh, yeah, I know. Well, there are people around, man.
Yeah. Fuck people.
I know.
If you can say it in the home, you can say it outdoors.
I need to talk to you about that album. You do know that album, correct?
Yeah, of course.
DJ. Okay.
Yeah.
We were talking about that album. I was listening to that with my girlfriend the other day, and she's like, has Bill ever listened to this? I'm like, I think so, because I thought TJ Miller's album, the Extended Play EP, because we were listening to the Shay, what's the restaurant skit?
Fuck.
Shay something.
Yeah.
And we're she's like, Bill would love this if he listened to this.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm pretty sure he knows this album, because I thought you said the other day, now we're partying, and like you said it in that tone.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm pretty sure he has.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
It's on my phone. It's on Spotify.
All right. We listen to all time. Actually, she just listened to it, and she loves it now. What's the special individual?
Yes.
That song.
Yes.
She loves that song.
Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah, TJ Miller album, the Extended Play EP, check it out.
Yeah, it's so good.
Also, there's a new album coming out on the, I want to say, 18th of this month. It is the new The Bunny the Bear album. It's called Food Chain. If any of my listeners like my music suggestions, find that.
Find it.
It's fucking fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's so good. Cool.
That is A-R-Y-A-N, so it's not Aryan.
Either. I thought so, yeah. I do know who that is. I'm trying to remember who it is, but I'll look it up. I'll let you know then. But anyway, so there you go, guys. I think that's all my plugs. If it's not, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
Whatever. You know the other ones. So thanks for listening, and thank you, Bill, for talking to me. And
hey, thanks for having me.
Talking relationship shit.
Yeah.
Again, I'm very happy in mine, and everything is wonderful.
I'm very happy in mine, too, and I'm very happy in all my relationships. I made a face I didn't mean to say that out loud. No, I'm
have another one, Bill.
A drink or a relationship? Should I have both?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
But anyway, so that's it.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Y'all special.
Bill, let me tell you something. You are just too much. You are a tall drink of water, and I just think you are, I don't know what.
My dick's hard.
You're a special individual.
Thanks.
Well, anyway.
Peace.
Hooray.
Yay.
Yeah, I don't know. But.